Hello and welcome to Indie Talk, the podcast where we shine a spotlight on independent artists and their music. In today's episode, we're going to be shining a spotlight on your next favorite hip-hop artist, Tamba. We're going to be taking a deep dive into his latest single, Africa, but before we do that, let's get to know a little bit about the artist and the inspiration behind the song. So, Tamba was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa. He's the second-born son to Reverend Fatima and Kumba Pakiwa. Tamba is more than just a name, though. It means second-born son in Kono, and Kono is the tribe, the place, and the people that Tamba belongs to. So, due to a 10-year civil war, Tamba had to flee his birth country and go to America at the age of 7. And it was in America that he discovered his love for hip-hop. And this genre would be the gateway that allowed Tamba to find confidence in a world that he rarely felt as though he fit in. And this is something that actually really shines through in his music. His music is uplifting and inspiring, and you can tell that he really uses it as an outlet to express his emotions and what it felt like to kind of live and move to a place that's foreign to you and figure out yourself and exactly how you fit in. So when it comes to Tamba's music, he's gone through a number of evolutionary phases with his art form, and all of those have mirrored his internal journey into self-discovery. The sound that you're going to hear today with his new song, Africa, is the purest and most honest representation of not only where Tamba is today, but who he is as a man, a brother, a son, a husband, and a father. Tamba's story began in a far-off land and has since encountered chapter after chapter of heartbreak and loss, which is definitely something that we can all relate to, which makes this music so powerful. But he remains as resilient in his ongoing pursuit of that sound that brings his heart and mind peace. And I hope that it does the same for you as a listener, because I think this music is super relatable for a lot of people. A lot of people have gone through, you know, the struggle of feeling like they don't fit in or not knowing where they fit in, and Tamba just does such a great job of expressing himself in an eclectic way that kind of combines all of his background, and you'll hear that in the instrumentation of his song, which we are going to get into soon. But before we take a listen to his latest release, Africa, we asked Tamba, what was going on in your life when you wrote this song? And Tamba said that he was inspired a few years ago during the initial uncertain times of COVID. He and his siblings began to utilize Zoom meetings to stay in touch with one another. And these conversations and interactions would end up inspiring him in a really unique and unexpected way. One of them was regarding identity. They talked about how growing up in America as a young Black kid who knows he's from another country but is trying hard to fit into this country, it's really easy to lose yourself, and just try to do the things that you have to do to feel like you can fit in and belong. So for Tamba, this was a story that he had heard, that he'd been told so many times growing up, and that he wanted to continue to tell and share to people. So for him, hearing his siblings speak of their personal experiences with also dealing with this and moving and being in a new place really helped him to shine a light on his own path. And it led to this song, Africa. It led to him fully embracing the fact that he'd spent a good amount of his years searching for himself. And it took going back to those intimate moments with those people that truly know him best to humble himself enough to realize that he wasn't nearly as close to the destination as he'd been telling himself. And Africa goes into depth, you know, on his emotions and feelings around this. So one thing, you know, to really focus on when we listen to this song are the lyrics and the story that he's telling. But another thing is that, you know, this song was heavily inspired by those conversations and his relationship with his siblings. So it's not just his perspective, but the culmination of those conversations and all of their perspectives, you know, that really came to forge this song. So here it is, folks. I hope you enjoy, and remember, focus on those lyrics. And in the instrumentation, you know, you can focus on the kind of different influences, you know, that Tamba brought from, you know, his background in Africa, and then that hip hop inspiration that he found when he moved to America. So here it is, Africa by Tamba.
My heart's desire. Stay with me, we go higher. Baby, you are my heart's desire. Stay with me, we go higher. Africa, why you don't go? Wait for me. And it's how you go, I go there. Africa, why you don't go? Wait for me.
I know by the time you reach the end of the song, you know I appreciate you breathing breath in my lungs. So many years with the fear of making steps that are wrong, that I was stuck in a place just trying to belong. I was an outsider trying to hide the fact that I spoke with a funny accent. I was too black to not be harassed by cops, but not black enough for my people on the block. Believe it or not, I was caught up in a spot where I was taught religion by a white nun, but saw God in the eyes of a kid with a gun. Nights I was spent just planning to run away from the pain that I felt in my heart. I even prayed to gain a little help from the start, but I have to grow up to understand a man is he who can plan but knows to use his
Africa,
hands.
Why you the go? Wait for me. And it's how you go, I go there. Africa, where you the go? Wait for me. And it's how you go, I go there.
Every day we praise the Lord now. First life we're celebrating. Every day we praise the Lord now. For this life we celebrate. We made it through those dark times. All the flesh up left my mama crying. I'm always trying to remember the time. Our skin will be in the sunshine. This kind of blessing that got me here. This global rules aren't always fair. You got me the tools that got me prepared. So enjoy the pain and see things clear. I'm wishing you all the strength I need to have. Keep moving on, just keep moving on, just keep moving on. Let the world do it then when I'm moving on.
I lost myself on the road to success, son of a preacher, but as I know that he's blessed, I'm a father too, so I can show that I'm stressed. The goal was never to flow like the best when I created KN, no double X. I wasn't really trying to get attention with those raps, instead just be another face with a mask. Identity crisis, how sensitive life is. It took me a lifetime to be able to write this, to be able to dig deep and say why I'm like this. So many nights I've tried to constantly fight this, but no more running and no more hiding. I know who I am and this shit's exciting. You gave me your name, I'm the son of Fatama. They gave me the brain to navigate through the trauma, and now I understand why they calling me Tamba.
Baby, you are my heart's desire. Stay with me, we go higher. Baby, you are my heart's desire. Stay with me, we go higher. Africa, where you the go? Wait for me. And it's how you go, I go there. Africa, where you the go? Wait for me. And it's how you go, I go there.
And there you have it, folks. Africa by Tamba. And what did I tell you? It's absolutely uplifting and inspirational music. And what I love about it is that it's so eclectic. You can really feel all the different inspirations that, you know, Tamba drew from his life in the music. There's aspects of world music, reggae, pop, and then obviously the hip hop that instilled so much confidence in his words and allowed him to express himself. Diving a little deeper into the music, we asked Tamba when he was writing the song, which came first, the lyrics or the music? And he said the music. It was shown to him by a friend of his that he works back with home in Sierra Leone. This friend had sent over some music. Some were beats and other were full songs that were kind of in the early stages of development. And Tamba heard this beat and automatically knew that he wanted to work on it. He went in and made some changes to it that he felt were necessary to fit the vibe. But the relationship with his friend back home in Sierra Leone, making the original beat, was the foundation that helped him to form this song, which is really befitting to, you know, the content of what's being said in the song. You know, it's about finding himself and, you know, kind of longing for and looking for this kind of connection back to his home. So it really makes sense that the start of the song came from a relationship that he had back in Sierra Leone. So really, you know, the whole creation of this song is really poetic. It, you know, it speaks and allows listeners to connect with Tamba in a way that's very personal and emotional, and that's always great in music. I love when an artist's song really kind of reveals a lot about themselves, and what a way, right, to express yourself and open yourself up to other people. And I think as someone who's very enthusiastic about music and independent artist, I think this is something that's so important because it allows your listeners to connect with you in a way that's intimate. And, you know, the more your listeners relate and connect with you, the more likely, you know, they are to not just be a fan of your music, but be a fan of who you are, which is really important as an artist, because that's going to, you know, establish your true fan base and, you know, a group of supporters who really empathize and connect and relate with your music. And there's nothing, you know, as an artist that's more fulfilling than that, than having, you know, true fans who understand what it is that you're conveying and what you're going through. So before we wrap up this artist spotlight on Tamba, we had to ask, as a hip hop artist, the question that everybody is asked as fans of hip hop: are you Team Tupac or Team Biggie? And without hesitation, Tamba said Team Biggie all the way. Let us know what you think. And what team are you, Tupac or Biggie? And that's going to wrap up today's episode of Indie Talk and our artist spotlight on Tamba. For more information on this artist and to kind of check out more of his music, you can go over to TambaMusicOfficial.com. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you next time on Indie Talk.